Say, Florida, you got any more of this stuff?
Well, sure, honey. I didn't know you like it so much.
Are you kidding? I love it. Mm-hmm. I like it better every time you make it. My favorite meal. What is it?
Now, James, you know what this is. It's the three-course inflation dinner. Of course it ain't beef, of course it ain't lamb, and of course it ain't pork.
Well, I ain't eating these seconds until I hear you say, of course, it ain't horse. Oh. Just jive, baby. Thanks for keeping it warm, huh?
Well, I knew you'd be in late.
Yeah, you know, I figured the overtime I'm making tonight ought to just about cover Junior's trip to St. Louis.
Oh, James, you know I worry when J.J. is gone. You think he's gonna be all right?
Oh, for the 100th time, Florida, yes.
Well, you know, it's cold in St. Louis, and I only packed him one leather jacket, two sweaters, and two pairs of long johns.
Maybe the boy's only going to art show, not the Winter Olympics.
I know you, James. You're just as worried about him as I am.
Sure I am, but at least I didn't make no scene when he left last night.
I didn't make no scene.
You didn't, huh? Mm-mm. That's the first time I ever seen anybody trying to stow away on a Greyhound bus.
Yeah, you broke my record. You know you broke
it. Mama, I did not break your record. You pushed me into the record player.
I did not. Couldn't you see I was dancing?
Oh, is that what you were doing? I thought you backed into an open fuse box.
Don't get smart.
All right, you two. That's enough.
Ma, he owes me $4.95 for a new Gladys Knight and the Pips album.
Thelma, you still have your album. Here's Gladys Knight. And here are the Pips. They just ain't singing together no more.
Don't get smart. You're gonna pay for this.
Thelma, I'm not gonna give you one penny for that album. Sister dear, how much did you say?
And I thought we were gonna have a nice, quiet weekend with J.J. gone.
Hi, y'all. Wait till you hear.
There goes a nice, quiet weekend.
Oh, James.
That's right, James. Pick on somebody who just was involved in a holdup.
A holdup?
What?
Hold on, what you
in
a holdup?
Holdup. Let me tell you what happened. I was working late at the boutique tonight because of the dollar annual sale. Mm-hmm. You know, it used to be a penny sale, but with the inflation, everything's
going on. Come on, what about the holdup?
Well, anyway, I was selling the last of those jumpsuits. No, you should have came in there and got one of those ones that would look bad on you.
You mean the ones with the matching sweaters and the four pockets on the front? Uh-huh. Oh, no. Well, Lorna, I told you to put one away for me. It would have gone perfect with that new purse I got from, you know...
Florida, she's talking about a hold-up, not handbags.
I'm sorry, what happened, Malone?
Anyway, I was just getting ready to close up, yeah. And this dude walks in and pulls out a gun. It says, give me all the cash you got.
Mm. Well, Lorna, you did what he said, right?
You jiving? When a dude points a gun at me, honey, I'll gift wrap the cash register.
Girl, you must be shaking.
I'm scared to death.
Now, sit down. I'm going to make you a cup of tea.
Yeah, well, tell me, what the dude look like?
This tall white dude with an afro.
I'll get it. Hello? Oh, you want to speak to J.J.? Hold on a minute.
What's going on? I thought J.J. was in St. Louis.
Well, I mean, he is. But while he's out of town, he doesn't want any of his chick to know that he's out of circulation. Hello. Yes, this is the doctor of love speaking, ready to fill your prescription. Say what? Yeah, baby, of course our date is on for Monday night. Well, Mom, just make sure you're dressed for the test, and I will do my best to take care of the rest. Till Monday, sayonara.
Sorry for y'all. Now you got two of them in the family. Sayonara.
You want to get the door, Junior number two?
Getting the door.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Evening, folks.
What you want here, Bookman? Ain't nobody called for the janitor.
You know, you just don't appreciate me, Evans. As a matter of fact, your wife called about a leaky pipe, so naturally I rushed right up here.
Well, you must have come by way of covered wagon, because I called you 6 weeks ago. Anyway, James already fixed that pipe.
Oh, that's bad, Evans. You know, I hate this, but I'm gonna have to report you. It clearly states in your lease, tenants ain't supposed to touch the plumbing.
It also states tenants ain't supposed to live in a lake.
You know, I got a lot of calls, Miss Evans. These things take time.
Yeah, I can imagine. Probably took about 4 weeks to drag that lard up the stairs. Brown rascal.
Hey, a little snack. Don't mind if I do.
Maybe you don't, but I do.
Now, is that any way to treat the head janitor? Mm.
Listen, Mr. Booger.
Bookman! Bookman!
Booger! Booger! For the last 10 weeks, I've been telling you I got a broken light switch in my living room. What you gonna do about it?
Yeah, well, I'll try to squeeze it into my schedule.
Well, why don't you see, can you squeeze your hocks through that doorway?
You know, you just can't be nice to you people.
You people? Get out of here, Buffalo Buck. Come on.
Hey, Miss Williams, you know I was just on my way up to your place.
Good, cause I ain't there.
Well, you better be careful how you treat that janitor. Someday you may need him for something.
Well, I don't think so, Florida. You know, I know that Goodyear blimp.
Like some tea?
No, sweetie. No, thank you. Oh, I came down to borrow a couple of candles if you got any.
Well, sure. Thelma, you know where the candles are.
Yeah, Ma.
Miss Williams, what are you gonna do with candles?
Oh, I have a date tonight for dinner. And I wanna be romantic.
You still go out on dates?
Why not? I figure I'm at that in-between age. Too old to marry and too young to bury.
All right. Yeah, tell him, Wanda. Just because the game is in the fourth quarter don't mean it's over, huh?
Right on there, brother.
See you all, Miss Williams.
Oh.
Thank you, Florida.
You're welcome, Wanda.
See y'all later.
Okay,
see you later, Wanda.
That Wanda sure is something. Always joking, always in just great spirits.
She fooled you too, huh, Flo?
What? I heard all the laundromat this morning. She is broke.
Well, Lorna, that's a disease we all got.
Yeah, but you ain't heard the worst of it, honey. She's behind 3 months in the rent. She just got a notice this morning. Mm-hmm. If she don't pay it all up by the end of this week, she's gonna be evicted.
That's awful.
You know the real reason why she wanted those candles?
What?
They turned her lights off this morning.
But how could that be? She gets Social Security.
Florida, that ain't enough to live on. It's just enough to die on.
Oh, God, this is awful.
There must be something we can do.
Honey, don't look at me. The banks don't cash my checks no more. They just look at them and laugh.
James, what about us? You paid our bills last night. What we got left over?
More bills?
Daddy, there must be something we can do. We just can't let him put her out on the street like that. Hey, wait a minute. Maybe there is something we can do. James, you remember what we used to do for folks who got in trouble with their rent?
A rent party!
Right, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, what's the rent party, Daddy?
Well, that's where you have a party and you provide food and entertainment, you charge all the people that come, and you give the money to the person that's in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's a great idea. I can help with the cooking.
Oh, no, then we're gonna all be in trouble. James, I just know we can. The only problem is, how are we gonna let everybody know about it?
Honey, that ain't no problem. You give me 10 minutes on that telephone, I'll have you standing room only.
Hey, and I know we can get the recreation room.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good idea, Florida, but you're forgetting one problem.
What's that, James?
Wanda's pride. Now, stands a reason. If she didn't tell you what she really needs them candles for, she sure ain't gonna let you give her no rent party, huh?
Hey. Who says Wanda has to know the party is for her?
Yeah, that's right. We could just kind of spring it on her, couldn't we?
Huh? That's right. All we got to do is get the food and the entertainment.
And the adhesive tape.
Adhesive tape?
Mm-hmm. To put over Wilona's mouth so she don't tell Wanda about the party.
Oh, no. That's too much.
Well, I'm glad you could make it. I know you're gonna enjoy yourself. Now get over and get some of that chicken. Don't forget to get some of that food. How you doing, my man?
Good.
Get over and get some of that bird now. How you doing, homie?
Hey, baby girl.
All right, here you go. And thank you very, very much. How's it going, Wilona?
I can't keep up.
Neither can I. Did you ever see chicken move so fast?
Not unless it was a rooster on his tail.
Daylight at all times, kids. All right. Hey, my man, how you doing? How's everything?
Daddy, right. Daddy.
Hey, how you doing, Wanda? What is it?
James, I want to know how come Michael won't let me pay to come to this party like everybody else.
Well, wanted to see us, the kind of party where senior citizens get in for free. Come on.
No, no, no. It's a rent party, and I want to pay my own way. Who is the party for, anyway?
I'd answer that, but I gotta make this introduction. Excuse me, Wanda. Excuse me. Folks, could you quiet down, please? Have a seat. Please have a seat. Please. Please have a seat. I got a special announcement to make. Under no circumstances must you stop eating and drinking, please. Because the ladies over at the refreshment bar have told me that they're not busy enough. Now, the next act, I know you're going to enjoy him because he's talented, he's bright, and he's my son, so I know you're going to enjoy him. The pride of the project's Michael Evans!
Magic everywhere when you're young and in love. Life seems to be a world of fantasy when you're young and in love. Each night seems just like the 4th of July when stars spangle the sky. The moon at night seems to shine twice as bright when you're young and in love. Dreams can come true if you believe they do when you're young and in love. Though many teardrops are bound to fall, true love will conquer all. When you're young and in love.
All right, give it up for a second.
When you're young and in love, though many teardrops are bound to fall, true love will conquer all. When you're young and in love.
All right.
Where he got that voice from.
What you mean, where did he get that voice? Come by a natural. You've heard me singing in the shower. When you young.
That's why I wondered where he got the voice from.
Malona, come on, we gotta go change. Our number's next.
That's right. Come on. I'll watch the table and the money for you.
Well. What do we have here? Evan's a little party, huh?
Yeah, and it ain't against the law either, Bookman.
It is if you charge money, and that do appear to be the coin of the realm. You just can't stop breaking that lease, can you?
Well, I can think of a couple other things I'd like to break.
You know, it hurts. I hate to have to do this, but I'm gonna have to shut the party down.
Oh, now, come on, Bookman. You know it's a rent party, man. Ain't you got no heart underneath all that blubber?
You know, there's one way you might be able to persuade me to forget all this.
Huh?
I understand you have a little entertainment going on. Hey, man, why don't you put me on the show?
Uh-uh. No animal acts.
Suit yourself. The party's as good as closed.
Oh, now, come on, Bookman. All right, you in, but what else can you do besides eat?
You kidding? Dig this. You put me on your show, otherwise you got trouble, you dirty rat, you.
All right.
Uh-huh.
All right. All right. Right. Hey. Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention, please? We have an extra added attraction tonight. which proves that you can find talent anywhere you look, even underneath a rock. I introduce our own head janitor, Nathan Namucha Bookman.
How about a little 50s Ed Sullivan music?
I hear our show tonight. We have a really, really, really fine, really wonderful. Wonderful performer. This is Jim Nabors. Where are you, boy?
Golly! Thank you. Surprise! I couldn't get any transportation over here to the show, so I called up my good friend Wolfman Jack. He said, I'll give you a lift if
you let the midnight special shine.
He was kind of busy, so I called up my good friend Marlon Brando, the Godfather. I know he would make me an offer I couldn't refuse.
You say to me, be your friend. I can't ever remember you asking me over for a cup of coffee. So this thing you ask of me, I cannot do.
Stop the music. Everybody wants to get into the act. It's Jim and Randy in Bryson.
This is Howard Cosell here in Zaire, Africa. Speaking to the reputed heavyweight champion of the world, Muhammad Ali. Well, Muhammad, you're not the shell of the man you used to be. You're not the fighter you were 15 years ago. What about the Foreman fight?
Well, I'll tell you, Howard, I'll be soon. Listen. I beat them all, you know, and you're not the same as you were with your wife 15 short years ago.
I saw a show for tonight where I feel all a drive home safe. Good night.
Hey, Daddy, we made all that?
That's right, Michael. There's a lot of kind people living in the projects, and all of them care about Wanda.
When we gonna give her the money?
Oh, now, not so soon, son. The show ain't over yet. Oh, here, Michael, you watch this stuff.
All right.
I gotta introduce the last act. Ladies and gentlemen, as we promised you, we'd be providing you with first-class, top-notch entertainment tonight. May I present a group of stars who have come here specifically for this purpose, the world-famous, internationally renowned Supremes!
Where you go, each time you leave my door, I see you walking up and down the streets, and knowing that your other love you're going to do. But this time before you run to her, leaving me alone to cry, haven't I been good to you? Yours occluded nights. I've even seen her maybe once or twice.
tried so hard.
So hard to be patient. More than you. I've got to
be patient.
Buddy, I'm so afraid I'll be forever. Stop in the name of love before you break my heart. Stop in the name of love before you break my heart.
James, I don't think we ought to put this off no longer. Wanda, come on up here. We got a surprise.
Come on, Wanda. Come on.
Wanda, this whole party was for you.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, what's going on here?
Well, Wanda, we made enough money off this party to pay your rent for the last few months and next month, too.
Hey!
All right.
I won't accept it. Oh, Wanda.
We knew that. That's why we ain't gonna give the money to you. We're gonna give it to Florida. She'll take it down to the housing office first thing in the morning and give it to him for you.
Right.
All right. All right.
Now, Florida, you know I don't take no handouts. Oh, Wanda. Now, this is not charity. We're all doing this for a very selfish reason. Nobody here is about to let you move from this project, right?
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
Okay.
We want to know why, Wanda. Because we love you.
That's right.
That's right.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's right.
Thank you. Thank all of you. Oh, Wanda.
excuse me, may I?
Oh, James, that's nice.
Hit it, Willie.
You heard what the man said, Willie. Hit it.